Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. We are doing Bruiser Wolf, My Story Got Stories. Ken, I ain't know what the fuck to expect, bro. I've never listened to a Bruiser Wolf project. Bruiser Wolf has been featured on a lot of the shit that we do, that we review, things that we like, projects we like. So I wasn't necessarily brand new to him, but first time listening to a full-length project of his. So I came into this motherfucker like, okay, well, like, you just gonna talk rap the whole time, or you just gonna narrate? Like, what's going on? This shit was dope. This shit was dope. I don't know who the producer was. I don't know if it was one producer, multiple producers, but I want to start there. The production on this shit is really what got me. And then secondly, what got me was the features. And then what got me was how Bruiser Wolf tied it all together, because he was a little off-putting for me my first listen. Like, what the fuck is going on here? I didn't get it. But after the first listen, and I sat to myself, I'm like, bro, what the fuck did I, like, what just happened here? And I went back through it. I'm like, damn, all right, cool. Like, there's obviously nobody like him in the game.
Mm-mm.
There's nobody doing what this nigga is doing. The closest nigga I could probably say doing something like this is West Side Gun. And it's nowhere near this. I thought it was very interesting, Kent. The second joint is One Train redone, sped up. And I was just like, what's going on? And he put Danny Brown back on it. Because Danny Brown was on the original One Train, wasn't he? Yeah, he was. So he just took me a lot of play. Ken, Trinidad fucking James. Trinidad James was made an appearance on here.
Yeah, that shit caught me off guard.
He threw me for a loop, Bruiser Wolf did. Like, he was literally all over the place. But like I said, in a weird Bruiser Wolf way, he tied it in.
Yeah. Man, this shit dope as fuck, bro. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. The first I listened to it, like, sonically, it sounded good. You know, his style of rapping, loved it because it was so different and so interesting.
But you know what it sounded like? What? It sound like you on Nowhere to Turn.
Oh, that's funny.
Y'all niggas need a fucking mixtape together, Ken. Because that was the other thing. When I hear this thing, I said, is this Ken? Does Ken have an alias? Is Ken Bruiser Wolf?
Yeah. But then there was just like, you know, I feel like when we're talking about moments, they were like, oh, wait a minute. Damn, that's kind of cool. Like, the way he was doing different hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Going in the past, and then of course when I saw Trinidad James, I'm like, okay, how does Trinidad James fit in with Bruiser Wolf? Like, what in the world is going on? It's impeccable, bro. Like, I just like, how do you pull this off? You know, I mean, he flipped G's and Hustlers. You already talked about the One Train joint. Mm-hmm. Called, on the hook, the hook with Trinidad James, man. Oh my God, that shit is so fucking dope. Oh man, and then Holla at Your Mans. Bro, this hey, Bruiser Wolf was crazy with it on this joint. And the production, this shit is good, bro. This shit is really fucking good.
Yeah. Going into the ratings, Ken, the features, bro, everybody brought what they were supposed to bring. We got Danny Brown, Z Loopers, Stretch Money. Never heard of Stretch Money before, but I liked them on this. Very, very, you know, Ken, this gave a 70s blaxploitation vibe in 2024. This came out January. Like it was dope. It was dope. Stretch Money was good. Trinidad fit what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Fat Ray was cool. Chris Crack was good. And the features, can I gotta give B+. B+.
Man, I wanted to jump to an A, but I think I'll B plus. But I'm gonna give him the plus just off Trinidad James, bro. Like what the hell, bro? Trinidad James fit so well. Oh my God, that shit was crazy, bro. Yeah, everybody was good to me. Danny Dope, Z Looper, Stretch Monday. I'm with you. I enjoy Stretch Monday. Yeah. Fat Ray, Chris Pratt, like all of them, man. They fit right in, bro.
Yeah. Production's an A. Production is an A. I feel like I said, I went into this with blinders on. Like, okay, well, I don't know. You was talking about this. B's talking about, like, a lot of people are talking about it. I'm like, Bruce, okay, whatever. And when it came out, I'm like, okay. But as it kept going, I'm like, bro, like, this is not many artists make. I feel like this felt very cinematic. I felt like this felt like you could make a movie. I felt like this could be a movie score.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very odd, eclectic 70s blaxploitation modernized. I like that. It's different. There's nothing like it in music, in hip hop primarily. Like there's not a comp for this.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong A for me, bro. I'm leaning towards A+, honestly. I think that the production is so diverse on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they use the sample. Fuck it, I'm going A+. The way they use the samples, I mean, I don't think you get a moment to relax, but in a good way. Like, you won't get bored listening to the production. Nah. Like, you'll get something like Crack Cocaine, which is a little bit pulled back and, you know, just great. And then you get... shit, I was taught to. You get G's and Hustlers, the way they flipped that. And then the last three or four tracks was a different sound. It was more, you know, it was more mellow and kind of harsh and grit, man. It's just like, yeah, it's a really, really good mix of production on here.
It is.
Yeah, a good job with beat selection.
Yep. The rap is singing, I'm going to give it a B+, A-. Because Bruiser Wolf isn't, this nigga just talking game. This nigga's just talking game. And I feel like there's only but so much of a high grade I could give you. I think that style. But again, like I said, what ties this whole thing in, because the production is all over the place in a good way, but what ties it in is Bruiser. And that's why I'm like A-. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, without him, the music itself don't make sense. Like it's because of him, this whole shit is an actual project, and I have to give mad respect to that. Mad respect.
I think I'm at A+ too. I think, you know, it's so creative, bro. The hooks and everything he's doing. Like, how can you tell that I'm a dope boy? It's just like, what? Who's rapping like this? You know, holla at your man. Like, that, the way he flipped that shit. You know, I was taught to. It's just, like, everything is just so, like, good. And I think he's at the center of it. I think you said it perfectly. He's able to kind of really, knit everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is the centerpiece of all of this. And you know, you can have the dope beats, you can have the dope rap, the dope features, but he is the one that really ties it all in together. And he does it in such a creative way and a unique style that can definitely be very off-putting, because people are used to people rapping very traditionally. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't do that, but he's able to come across and make it sound interesting and dope at the same time. Like, it's just really, I don't know how he does it. He just really keeps me on my toes. Like, this is just what he does. He's just amazing on this album, bro. It's just, this shit is really, a really, really, really impeccable
list. Overall, this is an A for me, Ken. I don't know where you can improve. The only reason why it's not an A plus is because for me, I got to put a cap on, you know, like you're very pimpish in your style of approach of rapping, which I fuck with, but it's like, it's not intricate enough for me to give you like an A plus. A is the most I could give you because I feel that there is a level of hip hop that should have some level of intricacy. And sometimes being simplistic is intricate because you could do simple to simple and he's not simple to simple, but I just gotta, I don't know. I just feel like it's only the right thing to do. So I'm giving him an A overall.
Yeah, I'm at an A plus. This is just what he does. This is how he raps. You know, he picks beats like this. It's just the totality of this project. Feels really complete to me from the samples to the way he's rapping to the hooks to the features. I mean, it's really, 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 really solid. And it's hard for me to find any misses on here, if at all. So yeah, I just like I said, the more I play it, the more and more I enjoy it. Right now, I know we're in the first quarter. We just wrapped up the first quarter of hip hop. This would definitely be in my top five. I mean, it ain't like it's been a lot of albums dropped, but you know, by the time we get to the mid year, it's gonna be hard for something to knock it out. Like it's gonna have to be really fucking good for this to be like to get out of my top five.
But I feel that. Look, I'm gonna try to make Ken do one more in this batch. If we get to it, tomorrow will be an interesting one. If we don't, I don't know what's dropping, but you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.